Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show. Sponsored by AltaPoint, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome in to the gym here at Fayetteville High School as the Wolves are hosting the ASD Warriors. This is the Lady Wolves side of the broadcast. Two really good junior high games as the junior high girls and boys have won handedly so far. So this is the back half of the four-game night for the Fayetteville Wolves as the teams have both come out of the locker room for their warm-up. And this is going to be a good one. The Lady Wolves coming off of a big win last night at Verbena as they fell to the Victory Christian Lions Friday night. So the good bounce back for them and look to keep the winning ways going. It's a busy week of basketball for the Varsity Wolves, both ladies and men. They'll play tonight, and then they'll play Thursday night here against Vincent. And I do believe the Lady Wolves host Hanley here Friday, and the Varsity Boys will head to Munford for the Christmas tournament. So warm-ups taking place now is a big crowd on hand for both sides. I think the ASD side majority basketball players, but the Fayetteville side, not an empty seat in the house. I'm going to take a quick break, give me a final sip of water. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Fayetteville fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Fayetteville Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Hi, I'm Ben Donahue with Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. If you're dealing with pain, stiffness, or recovering from surgery, we're here to help. My team at Donahue Physical Therapy takes time to get to know you, understand your goals, and create a plan that works specifically for you. You won't feel like just another number. We care about your recovery. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
When it comes to your health, you deserve the very best. At Coosa Valley MRI in Sylacauga, we combine the latest MRI technology with a caring, compassionate staff that puts you first. Our patients love the comfortable setting, fast appointments, and accurate results their doctors can count on. With convenient hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're here when you need us. Coosa Valley MRI, where comfort, clarity, and care come together.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den as the Fayetteville Lady Wolves get ready to tip it off against the ASD Warriors. About 2.5 minutes to go before the tip-off. Starting lineups at the point for the Warriors: Ayanna Fanning, Brenda Vasquez, Ariel Harris, Deja Ware, and Alyssa Thomas. The starting five for the Fayetteville Wolves: Katie Brasher, Kennedy Manus, Anna Kate Blair, Addie Stanley, and Kennedy Morris. Now I am, for the first time of a tip-off for a girls' game, and joined by Blake Bagley. Blake, welcome.
Man, I'm glad to be here. We had a four-game tip this evening, and I actually got off of work kind of early. And so I decided I was going to bring my happy rear end down here and call a girls' game with you. I'm the color analyst for the girls' game because you're the play-by-play guy. So I'm glad to get to be here and get a little color game going.
Well, today is my last day of a five-day vacation, so I have to go back to work tomorrow. But last night, these Wolves traveled down to the airport hangar, that is Verbena High School, beat them pretty handedly. So a good bounce back Friday night. They didn't fare well against Victory Christian, but I think, you know, they play tonight, they play Vincent Thursday, and then they host Hanley here Friday for a girls-only game.
So. I'm sorry, I didn't catch. Who did you say we played Friday night?
Hanley.
It's
okay. 3 o'clock. It's just a girls-only game.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I mean, last night making the trip could be a little fatigue. We might see a slow start, but I think they'll be able to get things going and come out of here with a win tonight.
Yeah, one thing, you know, Al Barnett likes to do, he likes to start off fast, and then he likes to press a lot in the first half. And so we'll see a lot of that as things get going.
Yeah, that we will. And, I mean, just looking out here, our girls do have the size advantage and possibly the speed advantage, so they might can have this one put to bed real quick if they come out on fire. However, you do got to remember we did play last night, so maybe a little bit of a slow start coming out of the gate.
And then an added element to all this, you know, a lot of these girls didn't have to go to school this week because it's exams. So look for these girls to start off fast, and hopefully we'll come out with a win.
Hey, man, and a quick message from Coosa Pines? Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, go Wolves.
Impromptu live read there.
Yeah, nice live read from the one and only Brennan Lewis.
You know, Brendan actually helped me do color last week against Comer.
Kind of feel bad. I kind of took his spot from him, you know, but it'll be okay. He'll have it back on the next one probably. And, Jacob, I might have to shed this crew neck here in just a minute because it is a little warm in here.
So, just to get you up to date, the junior high girls won their last game and the junior high boys won their last game just a few minutes ago. So, hopefully, we can continue the winning ways here in the gym.
Hopefully, more of the same.
As Ware and Brasher ready to tip this thing off. Ball is in the air. The Warriors control the tip. Fanning brings it up. Excuse me, now Fanning has the ball. She can't control it. That should have been a backcourt. There's the pressure you're looking for, and it's going to be a jump ball.
Going a Wolves way there, Jacob, and for the Silent Warriors, not the start you want. Ball tipping and banging around right there, and you get a turnover on your first series. Not the way you want to get things started.
So Blair will bring it up the court. Got Stanley wide open on the far wing. She'll get it over to Morris. Over to Blair. Down the middle to Maina. She puts it up off the rim. It'll be Warrior ball.
Almost disaster there again as they fumble the ball. And fortunately for them, it touches White, and it'll be black ball still.
So Harris over to, I'll have to look at that again. I think that is actually Thomas wearing number one. And there it is. Two for the Warriors.
Got it right there. On the wing, a few feet from the three-point line. Great shot selection. It goes in and gives them two.
So Stanley over to Blair. Three attempt off the rim. It'll be Warrior ball. As Harris brings it up the court over to Thomas, and this two for the Warriors.
Two more, Jacob, and this is what I warned about earlier. Coming off last night, looking a little fatigued, got to get things early, going early, find themselves in a 4-0 hole here to start.
So Blair try to find Brasher in the middle. She's down on her knee, and it'll be a Warrior ball.
And Jacob right there, that was almost a travel by Anna Kate Blair. We got away with one right there.
So Fanning. We'll bring it up the court for the Warriors coming left to right over to Thomas. Back to Fanning. She'll put it up. Rebound Morris. And she's pressured. Tries to give the ball to Blair. She'll bring it up the court.
That's the shot you wanted. No connection. It just airs it right there. I'm sure they'd like to have that one back.
Over to Stanley for three. Off the mark. Over to Morris. She puts it up. Said the ball was tipped.
Which it was. I didn't hear a slap.
That's Fanning. So we'll step back, call a play. Over to Thomas. Down low to Ware. Put it up, rebound Morris.
Bad shot selection right there, Jacob. Just turn around on top of the free throw line and throw one up. I'm sure they could have worked that one down and got better shot selection.
So Blair will pass it over to Morris, who tries to find somebody open. Over to Blair. It's going to be a foul on Thomas.
They're going to get you for that one every time. I mean, just a little bit of a hard bump. They couldn't let that one go. Had to be called, and I agree with the call there.
So here's the inbound to Blair. She'll set the play up over to Morris. Back to Blair. Over to Stanley. Over to Morris. Thought about a shot, but she'll give it to Brasher. She'll put it up. Ball was tipped, and it'll be Warrior basketball the other way.
That's a good shot. That's kind of what you
foul.
Want.
That's a blocking foul on Anna Kate.
So not even 3 minutes in, Wolves not able to get any points on the board as the Silent Warriors lead 4-0 with possession of the ball on the inbound.
So Thomas will inbound it.
What a shot. Shot between the wing and the corner. 5 feet from the three-point line, Jacob. On the move, puts it up. Beautiful shot. I wish we had instant replay and could watch it again.
There was Stanley packed by Ware. Fanning will bring it up the court. Over to Thomas, who puts it up. Gets the rebound, Fanning does. Puts it up, and there's two more, 8-0.
And Al Barnett will burn a timeout.
So you, from the first... 3.5 minutes of this first quarter, you know the Warriors are going to press.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of that. They're going to try to get the basketball. And when they do, they're going to work the ball. They've worked the ball fairly well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I talked about this before the game. The girls coming out looking a little winded, a little gassed, a little sloppy, and that's exactly what we've seen so far. Down 8-0 hole, 3 minutes and 13 seconds in. Silent Warriors have been able to do what they wanted here so far, Jacob. They've had good shot selection, and their shots are falling. Wolves have only had like a shot or two. They've actually been able to get off one high percentage look. It's going to be a long night if they can't turn things around.
Yeah, and you know, that's probably why Al called that timeout.
Much needed timeout there.
And Stanley inbounds it to Blair. And she'll bring it up the court. Over to Moore. Starting five still in for the Wolves. And Stanley over to Moore. Thought about a shot and just picked off.
No turnover.
We'll bring it up on the Wolves turnover. Over to Thomas. And that's going to be out of bounds. It'll stay red ball as Charlotte Kelly ready to check in.
It was a good run
for Kennedy Morris. Here's the inbound to Fannin. Over to Williams, back to Thomas. Over to Harris. Ball knocked down by Katie Brasher. Blair will bring it up the court. And it is tipped and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves. Henley McGinnis.
You know, I like to see Kelly checking into the game because she plays with an attitude and a fierceness. Every time she's on the court, and this Wolves team needs that in the hole that they're in right now.
And Manus will check out. It'll be Warrior ball off of the mishandled basket.
It looked like it hit a noggin out there too, Jacob. Somebody's head got hit in the process and collateral damage was done. But fortunately, everybody's okay.
As Fanning brings it up over to Thomas. Picked off by Stanley. To Blair. Tries to find a shot. Oh, just off the mark. Stanley comes up with it. There's two for the Wolves.
Clip should have been an and one right there. She goes back up. She about got decapitated. So glad the shot went down. Should have had a free throw attempt. But nonetheless, we'll take the two.
As Harris gives it back to Thomas. Picked off by McGinnis. She'll try to get it up the court. She is pressured. And Blair and Kelly couldn't handle the pass. 2:55 to go. 8-2, the Warriors lead.
Yeah, they almost gave that ball to White, Jacob. From right here, it looked like it definitely hit the good guys on the way out. So good call there and correction by the officiating crew.
As Fanning brings it up the court. Over to Ware. She'll put it up, airballs it to Harris. Fanning. Whoa. Save the ball, but into the hands of Anna Kate Blair. She'll go up, and she'll be fouled, and she'll get two at the line.
Yeah, sometimes you got to lose the battle to win the war, and that's what Fanning probably should have done right there. Let it go out. You don't give probably one of the best free throw shooters on the team two free shots, and now that she's going to get two.
As Layla Morgan sits in front of our table ready to check in, we'll see who will come out as Blair on the first shot. Off the mark. Morgan will check in for Stanley.
Good job, Eddie. Good.
With Blair off the mark on her second. It'll be Warrior ball. Fanning brings it up the court, and she is fouled by Blair.
Jakey, you got to take in a game that you haven't been getting good shots off. You've been turning the ball over. As bad as you played, you're only down six. You've got to hit those free throws at the line to help cut into this deficit. And unfortunately, we were not able to right there.
Yeah, big games are won and lost at the charity stripe. As Fanning gets the inbound, she'll step back and call the play. She is pressured by Blair. Back over to Thomas. over to Harris. Back to Fanning. And she will double dribble, and it'll be Fayetteville basketball.
Yep, can't do that, Jacob. And they will continue on with this full court press.
And Blair over to Kelly. Kelly will try to get two, and it's off the mark. Loose basketball. Morgan runs it down.
Good effort there by the Wolves. Jacob, that's what we were missing here in this early part, is that kind of effort.
As Warriors with the basketball picked off by McGinnis. Over to Blair. She'll put it up as she is packed. Ball is still live. And it'll be red basketball. As Coach Barnett wanted a foul there.
Yeah, you know, some. I'm kind of split on some of those, Jacob. If you're both tracing the ball down and there's contact, I think you got to let it go. I think it was a good call there by the referee. But, you know, I can understand that one being called or not called.
As Fanning brings it up the court. Picked off again by McGinnis. Blair with the basketball. She'll go up to Kelly. Kelly puts it up, and that'll cut the lead to 4.
8-4, minute to go in this first period.
Fanning gets the play from the coach, and she'll bring it up. She'll give it to Thomas. Over to Harris. Knocked out of bounds by McGinnis. And the Warriors call a 30-second timeout. I don't think anybody's happier about that timeout than Al Barnett.
No, I mean, just a sloppy quarter of action. You know, on one hand, if you're ASD, you're over here thinking, why do we not have a bigger lead right now? And if you're the Wolves, you're thinking, what is going wrong?
And, you know, this is what they saw Friday night at Victory Christian. Victory pressed the whole game and didn't come off the press till about 2 minutes to go after they built an insurmountable lead. So, you know, this press is something we've seen already this season.
Yep.
And this,
they've been doing their due diligence and watching film.
They practice the press break every day.
Well, it's just so hard to break a press.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to have great speed, because even if you can break the press, if you don't have great speed that will threaten the team to say, okay, they can get past us, let's get off of it, then they're going to continue to press, even if you can break it, because it takes so much energy out of it. You got to have a real game breaker with speed in order for them to come all the way out of it.
So here's the inbound to Ware. And she will travel, does Ayanna Fanning.
Mm.
It'll be Wolves basketball, 42.9 seconds to go. 8-4, the Warriors lead. As Blair brings it up the court. Over to McGinnis.
Bad pass there.
And it will be Harris who will be hacked by Charlotte Kelly. Sorry, that was Henley McGinnis on the foul.
Now two shots at the charity strike for the Silent Warriors.
This is the first.
Off the front of the rim, no good.
And the second. Rebound, Brasher. A bad sequence of events there.
Yeah, the ball is just all over the place, and Fanning ends up getting it with shot no good. But now it's going the other way. But, Jacob, you couldn't even go quick enough to tell everybody what was happening on that sequence.
Blair brings it up the court over to McGinnis. Over to Blair, who shoots a three, nothing but net. Well, that'll be the end of the first quarter. Thanks to the Blair three-pointer, the score is now 8-7, Warriors lead. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Fayetteville Sports Network.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den here at Fayetteville High School. 8-7, the ASD Silent Warriors lead our Lady Wolves. It will be Warrior ball coming in to start the second quarter.
I don't know if there's ever been a time that you could be more excited about being down 1 point than after this first half or first period of action there for the Wolves.
Yeah, the Warriors were up 8-0, and Fayetteville was able to claw their way back to within one.
And neither team's played good thus far in the stretch.
As Fanning gets the ball.
We have yet to see a free throw be made.
That's right. Over to Thomas. It'll be knocked out of bounds by McGinnis, says the referee. So Fanning gets the inbound. She'll try to break the Fayetteville defense. Harris puts it up. And there is a turnover, Fayetteville basketball, as Blair will bring it up the court. Kelly, Blair, McGinnis, Brasher, and Morgan, the five on the floor for the Lady Wolves. And a bad pass.
Jake, I don't know who that one was going to.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I don't think I could have caught it if I'd have jumped and been out there. Not that I can jump very high, but that one was going.
So Fanning, Thomas, Williams, Harris, and Ware, the five on the floor for the Warriors. Mishandled pass. They'll say it's going to be white ball. There is a foul. That foul will be on Thomas.
Brasher will get a break for the first time tonight.
A much needed break as yep. Addie Stanley checks in for her. Here's the inbound. The Wolves looking at the press. Here's the pass to Stanley over to McGinnis. She'll put it up. She'll go to the stripe for two.
Have an opportunity for the fifth shot to be a make from the free throw line. Something that has not been done thus far tonight.
By either team.
Nope. Student section is a little light this evening.
It's Christmas break.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Well, if you're exempt, as McGinnis misses the first.
Hey, AK, go ahead and back up.
So both teams combined 0-5 from the strike.
And there is a miss, and Stanley gets the rebound over to Blair, who puts it up for three off the front of the rim. It'll be Warrior basketball.
Don't fail, AK.
And a double dribble.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
With no possession, there is a double dribble.
Take what you can get.
That's right. The Fayetteville basketball. If it helps us out, I'll take it. Here's inbound to Kelly. Puts up a shot. Circus shot off the front of the rim.
Go up. That's a basketball. Get back. Get back.
The Warriors. Fanning brings it up the court. Over to Thomas. Thomas trying to find some help. It'll be Fayetteville basketball. Blair brings it up the court. Here's the layup. Off the mark. McGinnis puts it up. Second chance, no good. And there's a jump ball. It'll be Fayetteville basketball.
Man, Wolves just not being able to get anything to fall here.
And we've had some good looks.
Yeah.
Just couldn't get them to fall. So here's the inbound to Blair. She'll put it up. It'll be Fanning bringing it up the court for the Warriors. Stanley comes down with the rebound. to Blair. Off the foot of Kelly, and it'll be Warrior ball.
The points are just at a premium tonight. Both teams having a tough time.
And Fayetteville mistakes is really hurting them. As Fanning brings it up the court. Over to Thomas. To Harris. Back to Fanning. Fanning with the circus shot off the mark. Thomas. It'll be tipped. It'll stay with the Warriors.
Yeah, neither team can really get a grip on this game, Jacob, and sloppy play on both ends.
So here's the inbound to Harris. She'll get it over to Fanning. Fanning, good defense by Charlotte Kelly. And it'll be Fayetteville basketball off the kneecap of Fanning.
I mean, the shot, neither team is really able to get a shot off right here, Jacob, as the Silent Warriors go back to the full court press, but points will be hard to come by tonight.
Thomas will get it. It'll be Fayetteville basketball. Well, never mind. Well, wow, good save by Addie Stanley, but it'll be in the wrong hands. It'll be a travel by Patricia Williams.
Yeah, that was a travel all day of the week, twice on Sunday right there.
Stanley will get ready to inbound it. Here's the pass around the wing to Kelly, over to Morgan. Morgan puts it up and she'll be fouled. She'll go to the line for two.
So the seventh free throw attempt combined for both teams might be the first make here.
And
Jacob,
if anybody can make a Morgan cam, I don't want to give her the jinx, so let me knock on that wood there.
Yep.
And Morgan misses the first.
Number eight, Jacob. Wolves 0-5 from the line tonight.
Morgan finally gets a free throw.
1-6 and knots it up at 8 with 5:11 to go until the half.
As Fanning brings it up the court. Over to Harris, trying to find some help. Picked off Anna Kate. She'll bring it up the court. She's going all the way. She'll put it up. And Kelly will be fouled, and she'll go to the line for two on the rebound. So a chance for Fable to get the first lead of the game here. And a low-scoring contest.
Very low-scoring, Jake. The first one to 20 might win this one.
Kelly sinks the first.
Wolves get their first lead of the night. It's a football score. It's a low-scoring game of football, Jacob.
Kelly, this is the second. Oh, and she's fouled again. And that should be five. That should be two right there.
Are we shooting Bubba Donald? Charlotte, knock them down, girl.
So two more attempts now with the Wolves ahead by one. 2 of 8 from the free throw line right now, Jacob.
Not good.
We have hit our last two out of our last three, though.
Kelly gets the first.
Extends the lead to 2, to 10-8.
Kelly misses a second. Layla Morgan with the rebound back to Kelly. Inside to Stanley. To Blair. Three-point attempt from Blair, and there it is.
What a run here by the Wolves after falling down 8-0, 13 straight, and they have the momentum at home.
Oh, and that should have been a backcourt. That's a backcourt violation. Give it to the Wolves.
Stanley. Coaching from the master himself,
right.
Mr. Al Barnett.
So here's the inbound from Stanley to Blair. She'll bring it up the court. To McGinnis. over to Blair. Inside to Stanley. He'll put it up. Off the mark.
Hey!
Rebound Fanning. She'll bring it up. And she is. Well, there we go. We'll take the offensive foul thanks to the smart technique from Henley McGinnis.
Absolutely.
She knew to plant her feet, and if you plant your feet, you're going to get that call.
Yeah, and she did. And number two, Fanning Forms might be getting into a little bit of foul trouble. And Jacob, if she's out of this game, they have no chance.
That's huge. Here's the pass to McGinnis. She'll bring it up, and she'll put it in for two. Good run. A 15 to nothing run for the Wolves. It's the score now, 15-8. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Picked off again by McGinnis. She'll put it up. She's fouled and go to the line for two more.
Man, the wheels have come off the bus quickly.
Yes.
For the Silent Warriors.
There's Kennedy Morris. We'll get ready to check in. Presumably for Charlotte. No, well, Charlotte will step away from the bench.
Might be getting the shooter.
McGinnis misses the first. Well, she'll check in for Blair.
Much need a break.
We'll also check in for Addie Stanley. McGinnis sinks the second, 16-8. Now the score.
16-0 run after being out 8-0, Jacob. ASD better answer this one quick.
So Fanny over to Harris. She'll miss it. Ware with the rebound. She'll try to go back up. Nothing going, Fanning with the rebound. She'll put it up. Rebound, Layla Morgan. Fell with basketball the other way. Picked off by Fanning. Over to Williams.
Oh, my God.
And gosh. She walks.
Tough night. Every time she got the ball, she traveled, Jacob. Sometimes you just have those off nights, and as a young athlete, that can be tough.
So Morgan tries to go coast to coast with it. She'll give it to McGinnis. Over to Kelly. Kelly will put it up for two. Should have been a foul. Here's Kennedy Morris with the shot off the mark. Ware with the rebound. Fanning will bring it up the court. There is not a jump ball. And it'll be Fayetteville basketball. Kelly brings it up the court. Over to McGinnis. Over to Morgan. Morgan ready to put it up. And there's two. Give her the M1.
Now that extends the lead to 10 with an extra shot here that she'll get from the charity stripe.
As Destiny Collins ready to check in for the Lady Wolves. You need a roster, don't you?
Yeah, you just have their names memorized.
Yeah.
Hey.
Morgan misses the and one opportunity, gets the rebound, puts it back up, and she airballs it, and Kennedy Morris knocks it out of bounds. You know, when you're at practice just about every day with them, you pick it up.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a good point. I'm like, hey, you keep everybody memorized.
Here's a sub for the Warriors.
I can't even memorize the boys because you got so many Braylon, Blayton. There's so many names out there, Jacob.
And Alyssa Thomas checks back in for the Warriors. That's huge to get her back out here.
Yes,
Fanny
it is.
Brings it up the court. Over to Ware. Ware puts it up.
So that'll end the scoring drought for the Warriors.
As the lead down to 8 for the Wolves. 2:19 to go in the first half. Morgan brings it up the court. It'll be knocked out. It'll go to the Warriors.
Yeah, Warrior ball.
Here's the inbound to Fanning.
Hey, you good? Make sure you drop if it goes away from you, Destiny.
Drop. Over to Harris. to Thomas. Mishandled the basketball. It'll go to the Wolves. 1:58 to go in the first half. It'll be Fayetteville basketball.
Full court press again here.
Here's the inbound to Collins. Just about mishandled it. She'll give it to Morris. Morris couldn't quite get a good handle on it. Here's the pass to McGinnis.
Here we go.
Over to Collins. Over to Morris. She puts it up. Off the mark. Fanning will bring it up the court. Fanning with the shot. Off the mark. Thomas with the putback.
Cuts the lead to 6 now.
As Morgan brings it up the court. And there's a blocking foul on Alyssa Thomas.
Yeah,
it'll
Jacob.
Fayetteville with 2 shots. So
just seen an explosion in scoring here in the last few minutes.
So Morgan will go to the stripe for 2. Misses the first. Morgan misses the second. Ware with the rebound.
Oh, it's terrible.
Over to Fanning. Barnett wanted every call in the book there as a mishandled pass will give him Fayetteville the basketball with 1:09 to go. 18-12, the Wolves lead. Here's the inbound to McGinnis. They'll have to break the press over to Maness. She'll put it up off the mark. She'll put it back up. Off again. Over to Collins. She couldn't quite get the shot. It was Fanning. We'll bring it up the court. And it'll be a foul on Collins.
Man, Jacob, just shots are just not falling for them tonight. I mean, the only actual jump shots that have went in so far have been the 2 3-pointers for Anna Kate Blair. You take those away, it's a tied-up ball game, and nobody's getting a shot off.
As King inbounds it to Ware. Over to Harris. Mishandled by the Warriors, almost the backcourt, but Fanning saves it. Over to Harris. Fanny walked, didn't get the call, gave it to Ware, who puts it up for 2.
So now a little bit of a run assembled here from the Silent Warriors to cut the lead to 4 here before the half.
As here's the press from the Warriors as McGinnis will bring it up the court.
Drive! That's okay!
As Maness tried to get a shot, I believe she was fouled, but it'll stay with the Fayetteville Wolves. So here's Morris with the inbound. To Morgan, that's an over-the-back call, and she'll go to the stripe for 2.
Yeah, that's the shooter you want there, not to give her the announcer's jinx, but everybody on the line, you know, she's got a pretty good shot of making a couple shots.
So Morgan to the line for 2, 18-14, 15 seconds to go in the first half. Morgan puts the first up, sinks it.
Nothing but net, Jacob.
As Brasher will check in. For Collins.
Hey, make sure you're down here. Still in 3.
19-14, 15 seconds to go to the half.
Morgan sinks the second. No shot. No shot. Says she crossed the line.
Man.
Hey, you're on the wing now, okay? You're back in the game.
Well, it did take about 2 seconds before it hit the net. Yeah. It went so high.
Here's Fanning over to Harris. Back to Fanning. Over to Ware, who mishandles it, and she'll knock it out of bounds. It'll go Fayetteville basketball with 0.4 to go.
Not a lot you can do with 0.4 to go. Once you get this one in, you just got to shoot it.
Yeah. So here's the inbound of McGinnis. Late shot. And we have reached halftime, 19-14, the Lady Wolves lead the Lady Silent Warriors. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with some halftime analysis. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
When it comes to your health, you deserve the very best. At Coosa Valley MRI in Silicaga, we combine the latest MRI technology with a caring, compassionate staff that puts you first. Our patients love the comfortable setting, fast appointments, and accurate results their doctors can count on. With convenient hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're here when you need us. Coosa Valley MRI, where comfort, clarity, and care come together.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. We have reached halftime. Fayetteville leads 19-14. I'm trying to figure the book out here. The leading scorer for the whole game is Ayanna Fanning, number 2 for the Silent Warriors. She has 8. 3 apiece for the Wolves. You have Layla Morgan. Layla has 4, and Kate Blair has 6. So that's your leading scorer so far for the Wolves. And KJ McCurley will join me briefly for the halftime analysis. And KJ, what is your take on the first half?
Well, I thought that the girls played really hard throughout the first half on defense. Came out a little slow on offense, but they started working their way through their sets, and just I think had a lot of makeable shots that just didn't go in is the biggest thing I saw. But they consistently got what they wanted on offense, and that's a good thing to see.
Yeah, even if we had open shots, it just seemed like the ball did not want to go in the hole for the Wolves. But I think, you know, we're away from that goal for the rest of the contest, so we'll get to move to a different goal and hopefully different results.
The boys seem to think the same thing, and I can even remember when I played here. It does kind of feel like the goal on this side is much friendlier. It's just something about it. I don't know, but the girls missed some very makeable shots. You know, that's basketball. You're going to have some that don't go in, but defensively they've been strong the entire game. You mentioned 8 in the paint. That's really all ASD has had to lean on offensively, is just trying to get it inside and draw contact. And you got to have that in the back of your mind when you play against this team, is the fouls. You can expect to be fouled. And the junior high last game did a great job of controlling that and playing through that, and so far the girls are as well.
And really, if you look at it, one of the best players for the Warriors, Alyssa Thomas, who wears number one, she already has four fouls.
Yep.
So her next foul in the game, she's done.
Yeah.
And that's one of your scores. And you look at Ayanna Fanning, she has two. Deja Ware, the big post in the middle, has three, and that's who's your foul trouble for them. And Anna Kate Blair for the Wolves has two, and nobody else is really in foul trouble.
Yeah, Federal does a great job of defending without fouling, more so than some of the other girls' basketball teams. And that just comes down to attention to detail, and that comes down to Coach Barnett, you know, just being who he is, I think, really pays attention to defense. And they had a really good half of basketball. We get some more of those shots to fall in the second half, and it's going to be a good game for Federal. Hopefully go 2-0 on the young night. 3-0.
And another thing that's killing the Wolves, were 5 of 17 from the stripe.
Yeah, that's not going to get it done. You talk about 12 missed free throws and 14 total points for ASD. This would be sitting at a easy double-digit deficit if we even make 70% of those. So good call right there, Jacob. We got to put those free throws in and call them free for nothing.
And, you know, that's something that Al Barnett's talking about in the locker room. I'm going to step aside. Thank you, KJ, for joining me. I'm going to step aside, get a quick drink, and we'll be back for the second half of action. Fayetteville leads 19-14. We'll be back with second half action here after a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Choosing a pediatrician is one of the biggest decisions a parent makes. At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, families can feel confident knowing their children are in capable, compassionate hands. Their doctors and staff are experienced, caring, and committed to making every visit easier for busy families. They provide the guidance, support, and resources parents need to make the best decisions about their child's health. Call today and see why so many local families choose Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics.
Child left me hanging there trying to get a fifth pump from her. But welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network as we get ready to inbound it for the second half of action. Fayetteville leads 19-14. that gave you the scoring leaders and the who's in foul trouble and who's not in foul trouble. As Alyssa Thomas for the Warriors has 4 on her. Deja Ware has 3 on her. So, you know, those are 2 of your key contributors for the Warriors. You know, they're going to have to do everything they can to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, you got to keep a close eye on that, Jacob. You cannot let that get away from you if you're the Warriors, because if they either one of those, especially Fanning, goes out for them,
yeah,
this game's done.
As Thomas is not even on the floor for the Warriors. Oh, almost a backcourt right there from the Warriors. Here's the pass over to Fanning, over to Ware. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound Brasher. Who was she throwing it to as Fanning tries to go back up with it?
It'll Can't be, confirm it was the other team, Jacob. That's who she was throwing it to.
It'll be Fayetteville basketball going left to right now as Anna Kate Blair brings it across the court. She'll try to take it all the way. She'll go up for 2 off the mark. Rebound Anna Kate. Over to Brasher. She'll go up for 2 and in.
What the perfect, typically big man shot is what you call it, but this is females playing out there. But, you know, you get the ball, slide to the middle, hit the backboard in the paint. Perfect shot. That's what you want for the Wolves and gives them 2.
So here's the pass to Ware over to Harris. Harris trying to find a way to the lane, to the hole, but she'll walk her way, and it'll be Fayetteville basketball. So we were in the JV game earlier for the girls, and Kenley had a shot for her first 2 points of the season. Wide open lane, and she walks it.
Really?
Yeah. But then she got another shot opportunity later in the game. It was just off just like that as double dribble for the Wolves as Kennedy Manus.
What happened on the second one?
Just off the mark. It hit the rim, but it was just off the mark.
You know, how old is she in the 7th?
Yeah.
Grade? Yeah, man. That's...
As Harris steps over the line, it'll be Fayetteville basketball. You can't step over the line on an inbound.
No, that you can't.
As Stanley inbounds it to Blair. Back over to Stanley. Over to Blair. He puts it up for 3 short. Rebound Manus. Too high for Stanley. As Harris will put it up for 2.
Cuts the lead back down to 5. 21-16.
Go get the ball.
Here's the inbound to Morris. Over to Stanley. To Blair. And she'll go up with it for 2. Should have been a foul, not called. And there's a jump ball. It'll stay with the Lady Wolves.
Yep. But even with it being a foul, Jacob, those are shots you got to hit.
Yeah. So Blair with 3 finds the bottom of the net.
That has been the difference in this game so far, Jacob. They got an 8-point lead. You take away her 3 three-pointers. They trail by 1. Her 3-point shooting has been a huge part of why the Wolves are even relevant in this game.
And she's won late in games you want to feed the ball to.
Yep.
If it's a close game. As Harris steps over the line again. And Fanning showing her frustration.
Yeah, you can't step over the line. Just throw the ball, especially when there's not even any coverage on anybody. I mean, it's...
So here's the inbound to Blair. Off the glass, off the mark. And picked off by Mena. She's going to go one-on-one with Blair. And there's a foul. She'll go to the line for 2. There's Charlotte Kelly ready to check in.
Chance to extend this lead back to 10.
Manus puts up her first. It's off the mark. Kelly will check in for Morris. And number 11, Lindsay Alonzo, the freshman, will check in for Deja Ware. Manus sinks to 2nd. 25-16, the Wolves lead. 5:46 to go in the 3rd. As Ayana Fanning will bring it up the court for the Wolves.
Going to the corner.
Over to Vasquez, back to Harris. over to Alonzo. She'll put it up off the mark. Fanning gets it. She's fouled by Katie Brasher.
Good foul there by Brasher. You've got to foul because that is an easy opportunity at a bucket. Just go ahead, take your losses, and make them earn it.
And Molly Chrysler ready to check in for the Lady Wolves. See her first minutes of action here. Fanny sinks the first.
Cuts the lead down to eight.
And Chrysler checks in for Katie Brasher.
Get shooter!
See if she can sink this second one, Jacob.
And off the mark, rebound Manus. And a scrum for the basketball there.
She was on the sideline.
No, and it'll be fail the ball. The referee near to us says it's fail the ball at least.
And the turnovers in transition tonight for the Wolves have just killed them thus far.
As Blair will bring it up the court. Over to Kelly. Kelly trying to find help. Over to Blair, who will work her way to the goal, and she is fouled by Williams.
Yep. Can't do that. Can't hug up on them as they're driving. And
here's the inbound to Kelly. Mishandles a good save by Blair, who puts it in for three.
Another one. She's getting the game ball tonight.
Yeah.
Hands up!
We'll have to talk with her at some point tonight.
That we will.
Oh, don't get me baseline! Get it!
And here is the steal by Kelly, who will try to find the hole off the mark. She'll get her own rebound, put it back up. It's off the mark again. Gets her rebound, she tries to shoot it. It'll stay with Fayetteville.
And you would have liked to have seen a bounce pass there in transition to Anna Kate Blair because she was wide open.
Stanley ready to inbound it. Here's the inbound to Blair. Puts it up for three. Off the mark. Rebound Fanning.
Feeling herself a little too much right there.
Yeah. Fanning trying to find somebody, and Harris is there to help. Here's the pass to Vasquez. Back to Harris. Threw it right in the open arms of Charlotte Kelly, who will bring it up to court. And she'll try to shoot, and there's a charge.
Good job setting her feet there to take the charge. She made up for the stepping over the line earlier.
As Stanley and Manus will check out, McGinnis and Morgan will check in.
Hey, all right, Twyla, you're the flow. Hey, we got a rebound now.
Fanning will bring it up the court for the Warriors.
Two's going to pass. It's cut through.
Almost picked off by Kelly Vasquez. Puts it up off the mark. Rebound Morgan. She'll give it back to Blair, who will bring it across the court to Kelly. Kelly will try to put it up. Should have been a foul.
Yeah, that was not ball at all.
Kelly will save the ball from going out of bounds. We'll give the ball to Blair, who will put it up. It's going to be in for three.
15 points just off of three-pointers for her, and that is the difference.
Yeah.
They would be down by one had she not hit all these three-pointers that she has tonight.
So Fanning will give it off to Harris. Who walks?
Wow.
Wow.
Jacob, no way.
And Fanning with the rebound and a putback. As Kennedy Morris gets ready to check back in. Here's the pass to Stanley. Stanley will mishandle it. It'll be out of bounds. It was touched by a Warrior. Kelly will check out. Morris will check in. Here's the inbound to Blair, who misses the three-point attempt.
I like the.
It's going to be a jump ball.
I think it's going to go the way of the Warriors. Yep. I like the play call there. You got your Your point guard on fire from three. Yeah, go ahead and let attempt that. I like it. Everybody set a pick. A wall of picks.
Fanning gives it to Vasquez. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound is in a fight. It'll be Morris coming up with the ball, and she'll bring it up the court. She'll give it back to Blair. Over to Morris, who puts up a shot packed by Fanning.
Packed all day with a block, all ball.
So here's the inbound to Morgan, who will put it up off the glass. Rebound Chrysler. She'll try to put it up. Tries to get her own rebound. And there is a foul.
Oh, I believe that was on number two. That'll be number four, I think, on her tonight.
Yeah, I think it is.
A little confusion on whose ball it was.
And the foul was confirmed on Fanning. That should be four for her, like you said. Here's the inbound to Blair, who will drive the lane off the mark. A fight for the basketball. It'll go to the Warriors. And the foul is on Chrysler. So here's the inbound to Fanning.
Man, Blair, I mean, she's just knocking down three-pointers, but then struggles to make the layup, man. It's crazy.
Here's the pass to Harris. Over to Vasquez. Over to Fanning, who mishandles the ball, and Blair will come up the court with it. Over to Morris. Morris going to try to shoot the ball. It is in.
I don't know how that went in.
Fanning will get the inbound, and she'll bring it up the court as Manus ready to check in. Here's the pass to Williams, who misses it. It'll be a rebound, Layla Morgan. And she'll mishandle it. And it'll be out of bounds at the table.
Jacob, tonight is a testament to how far only, to the extent of only how far one elite player can get you.
Yeah.
Fanning can only do so much to keep her team in, and she's done everything she can, and they're just falling behind.
Yes, as Briley McDonald and Kennedy Maness checks in, Chrysler will step out. As does Kennedy Morris. So Fanning setting up a play for the Warriors.
She's cutting through!
And it'll be mishandled on the pass by Vasquez. Fayetteville ball. 1:11 to go, 33-19. The Lady Wolves lead. And here's the inbound picked off by Fanning. And she's going to drive it all the way, and she'll be fouled.
Henley, just throw it to the guards, then we'll get it down there.
You heard Al directing traffic over here. It'll be a foul on Manus.
Hey, who?
That'll be her first.
I don't think there's another person that is eligible for senior citizens benefits and Social Security benefits that has as much energy as Al Barnett.
That's right. And here's a long pass to Blair. And she'll drive it up one-on-one with Vasquez. She's fouled. And we'll go to the line for two.
I mean, Jacob, the man's in his 70s. He's running around here like he's 17.
You know, you watch these games on the NFHS Network, as I watched the games last night, and you don't hear much going on. You see the camera behind us. There's no microphone on the camera. It just picks up the sound around it. You can hear Al word for word on those cameras.
I wonder what his the day after ritual is. There's no way he's not a little sore.
I don't know. Is Blair sinks the first? But, you know, the referees let him talk. You know, he says some things. And he has been caught. He was called at Victory Christian the other night.
That does not surprise me, as bad as the officiating was that you were telling me about, or everybody was telling me about, really. But not surprised.
Inbound to Fanning, as Blair did sink the second. Here's the pass to Vasquez. Off the mark. Rebound Williams. She'll put it up. Rebound. We'll go to the Warriors.
35-19 lead for the Wolves with 44 seconds going to third period.
Come back to number two.
So here's the inbound to Vasquez. She'll put it up. Crazy shot off the mark.
Wolves on a 35-11 run right now.
Hey, back to three defense.
As Manus will just knock that one back out of bounds. It'll stay with the Warriors. Here's the inbound to Fanning over to Williams. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound, Briley McDonald. Fanning with the ball. And she'll go to the stripe for two.
And her second trip to the charity stripe.
That foul will be called on Briley McDonald.
She's the shooter because she will go get a rebound.
So here's Fanning with her first, and it'll roll out of the rim.
Yep, no good on that one. 16-point lead for the Wolves. Safe to say we'll have both teams have played offense. This one's in the bag.
Yeah. Here's Fanning with her second off the mark. Rebound Morgan. Over to Blair, who mishandles the pass. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll go to the Warriors.
Those are the kind of mistakes you got to clean up before the next game. Who do we have next?
Vincent.
Vincent, yep.
And they'll come in here Thursday.
When does area play start?
After Christmas.
Okay.
Too high, Riley! Too high, Riley!
So here's Fanning, just going to drive it up the court herself. She is tackled by Manus. That'll be her second.
Wolves done a pretty good job staying out of foul trouble tonight.
I think she has two and Brasher has two.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it, really.
Yeah.
As Fanning misses the first attempt.
Same thing again.
And we'll miss the second. Here's a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Wolves.
Then, Jacob, I assume it was the system there across from us that had the malfunction a week ago.
So Blair will bring it up the court. Here's the pass to Manus. Couldn't quite get the handle, and that will be the end of the third quarter. So 35-19, the Lady Wolves lead the ASD Warriors. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Start of the fourth quarter, the arrow points the way of the Warriors, so they will inbound it to get this last stanza started. 35-19, the Lady Wolves lead. And the fresh face on the floor is Katie Bullard. The eighth grader who just played a JV game earlier in the night steps out on the floor. And here's the pass over to Harris. She'll get it to the arms of Addie Stanley as Blair will bring it up the court. She's pressured by Fanning.
Fanning needs
over
to be careful.
Over to Kelly, who'll put it up off the mark. Rebound Fanning. And Fanning will bring it up the court.
Hands up! Tooks coming through!
So Harris over to Williams, who mishandles it, and it'll be Fayetteville basketball.
It'll go the other way now.
All right. Move,
So Kelly gets the inbound over to Blair. Blair will bring it up the court. She's pressured over to Stanley, who will curl, bring it up the floor, off the mark. As Bullard comes with away with the rebound. Here's Blair for three.
Oh.
He's stuck. And that's a jump ball.
Really?
I believe it is. But it'll stay with the Wolves.
Curl, you mean ladder?
Somebody needs to go jump up here and get the ball. It ain't going to be me, Jake.
I don't think there's anybody in the gym that can quite jump and get that ball out. And it's off the mark. The ball was saved. And I'd like to say hello to baseball coach Matt Collier, who's checking in listening to us.
Oh, well, we appreciate him listening to us.
And he says he appreciates us calling games. And, you know, I love this school. I love the kids. And wouldn't do it any other way. As Kelly tries to put it up. It'll get the rebound and the jump ball. It'll be Warrior basketball. As Fanning gets the inbound. And she'll bring it up the court.
6:50 to go and ticking until the end of regulation. Wolves lead 35-19.
Don't let her beat you, baseline!
Here's the pass to Thomas. Thomas tries to bring it up. Runs into Katie Brasher over to Blair. She'll bring it up the floor. And she'll put it up. She's fouled and one.
Yep, count the bucket and then another opportunity at the charity stripe for Blair, who is having a career night.
Yes.
Not sure exactly how many points she has, but I think she's creeping up on about 20.
And that foul will be on Harris. And that'll be her fifth.
The whistle's blown for whatever reason. I'm not exactly sure why.
Well, there's a conversation now. So never mind, she's not fouled out.
Okay.
They thought it was Deja Wilson or Deja Ware, but she's not even on the – well, yeah, she is on the floor as Blair gets the and one and converts.
And they'll double them up now, 38-19.
So Fanning will bring it up the floor. And it was picked off by Katie Bullard. And, you know, Katie's a workhorse for this Lady Wolves basketball team. You know, she was involved in that win over the Warriors in the junior high game. And, you know, the junior high boys also won, if you're just now tuning in listening to us. So Fayetteville so far sweeping the night. Here's the inbound to Thomas. Over to Fanning. She'll put it up. And Katie Brasher has nothing she can do but knock it out of bounds.
Hey! Squeeze the middle! AK! Fool! Squeeze the middle! Corner 80!
On the inbound. Wow. Nobody can get anything going tonight, Jacob.
And mistakes are killing both teams.
Like, yeah.
This game could be a higher scoring game, but mistakes have killed both teams.
It really has, and I mean, as bad as the Wolves have played tonight, the fact they're leading by 19 is just amazing to me.
It's Fanning over to Thomas, and she'll miss it, and it'll be a jump ball. It'll go to the Wolves.
If I'm the Wolves here, I'm going to try to slow it down and get on out of here with a win and prepare for probably one of your toughest tests yet.
Here's the pass to Brasher, who puts it up for two.
Yeah, you're up in Vincent. Always feels a great team.
And I'll be here Thursday night, but I don't think we're covering it.
No.
But I got to work the concession stand.
Oh, you're putting in your time at the concession stand for that one.
As Kelly brings it up the court, mishandled, gives it to Brasher.
And that'll be Fanning's last foul. She'll be out of here.
And Anna Kate will go to the stripe.
That should have been number five for Fanning.
That's her fourth.
Oh, it's her fourth. Well, we miscounted. They're here. They got the inbound. They're trying to set up Blair with a three.
She'll put it up off the mark. It'll be a Warrior basketball. As Vasquez will get ready to inbound it to Fanning. And Fanning will bring it up the court. Destiny Collins getting ready to check in for the Lady Wolves. Here's the pass to Williams, who mishandles it. So Collins will check in. And out comes Anna Kate with a much needed break.
Hey, Henley!
Yep.
Go ahead and get the ball.
She's got half the Wolves' points just about tonight. I think we can put her on the bench and call it an evening.
So Collins will bring it up over to Kelly. Kelly's got a wide open lane. She'll put it up. Give her two.
She has been fighting all night for points, Jacob, and finally gets an easy, you know, a decent attempt for two.
So Vasquez inbounds it to Fanning. Over to Ware, who puts it up, and she'll get two. Here's the inbound to Kelly.
You're good.
McGinnis over to Kelly, across the court, over to Morgan. Couldn't quite get the pass, and it'll be Warrior basketball.
You know, Jacob, fun fact is this game last year put Maddie into labor.
Did it?
Yes, we woke up in the middle of the night after the ASD game last year, and she informed me that she was, in fact, in labor.
And a bit missed backcourt. Because this was the last game we called last year,
it,
wasn't it?
It was. Or last game I called, yeah.
And where?
I think you may have had a couple more.
Over to Harris. No, because I went right into baseball season.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it was the end of January. We wouldn't have had any more to cover.
And here is a jump ball. It'll go to the Warriors. So Briley McDonald will check in for Charlotte Kelly. So 4:07 to go. 42-21. Fayetteville up by a few touchdowns here. Over to Fanning, who tries to find a shot. Doesn't quite get it. Rebound McGinnis. And Al wants a timeout because McGinnis was in big trouble
there.
Yeah,
she was. 3:56 to go in regulation. Got a 21-point lead. And now that timeout wasn't necessarily for this particular situation, but what it was for is in the future when you got a tight ball game.
Yeah.
You know, you got to teach them how to get out of those things because you may not always have a big lead.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for us here in a few minutes. We'll have coverage of the boys' game. Varsity boys who have been waiting a long time tip off.
I think Friday night I called you and as the boys' game was starting, and it was almost 8 o'clock, if not past 8 o'clock.
Yeah. See, what time are we at right now?
7:30.
Okay, so we'll probably get it tipped off right before 8. Remember when I played Limbaugh or Reed always made us get here by the time the girls game started because they said we were going to be here to support the Lady Wolves.
Well, Al sent a message out to the Wolves group this morning telling the varsity girls to be here to, you know, cheer on the JV girls, and they were all here. And here's a scrum for the basketball. Morgan somehow comes up with it. She's going to try to put up a shot. Rebound Brasher. She'll put it up. No shot. But I believe she'll get to go to the strike.
Yep, looks like. Nope. It'll be on the floor.
As Collins ready to inbound it off the stack. Here's the inbound to McGinnis. It's knocked away. It'll stay with the Wolves. So here's Morgan, picked off by Vasquez, and she'll bring it up the floor. Little stutter step, didn't quite get the shot. Rebound Fanning, who will put it up, and she'll get two.
Cuts the deficit to 19.
Here's the pass to Collins. Over to McDonald. McDonald trying to put it up. Oh, she just missed it off the mark.
Brasher throws it back in.
So Ware will bring it up the court over to Harris. And Harris trying to get it across the court. Finally does. Into the hands of Fanning, who tries to get a shot. Back over to Harris, who puts it up from the free throw line. Rebound McGinnis, 2:47 to go. Here's the pass to Brasher, who will put it up and just off the mark. Here's McDonald, up and off the mark. Rebound Fayetteville. Scrum for the ball, it'll be a jump ball.
A little extracurricular going on there after that scrum, Jacob.
It'll be Warrior basketball as Vasquez and McGinnis got tied up there.
Calm things down and go ahead and get this one ended.
So 2:28 to go, 42-23. The Lady Wolves lead. Fanning brings it up the floor. Over to Vasquez. And it'll be Fayetteville basketball. Manis will check in for Katie Brasher.
You know, obviously not in high school sports, but when you're watching college or NFL and, you know, people start fighting.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you just hate to see this. And you're like, no, not really. We actually enjoy watching it, you know.
As Morgan's attempt was blocked, Fanning brings it up the court, and she will be fouled by McGinnis. She'll go to the stripe for two.
Jay, you know, you have two guys and they're in a football game in college and they're like, oh, you just hate to see this guy out there just brawling. I'm like, no, that's actually why we watch. We'd prefer to see them getting a fight every now and again.
You know, I like to see, like, on the kneel down and they try to fight on the kneel down. Like, what's the purpose of that? You've already lost as Fanning misses the first.
I guess to make them feel it that they lost.
Fanning misses the second but gets the rebound. Fight for the basketball. It'll go to the Wolves.
Yep. Jump ball there.
And a timeout called by Al Barnett. We'll take a quick 30. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den here at Fayetteville High School. 2 minutes exactly to go, 42-23. The Lady Wolves lead, the ASD Silent Warrior ladies basketball team. McGinnis will bring it up the court, or try to. And there's a whistle.
I'm not sure what's going on now.
So there was a tick somewhere.
Huh. What was the tick?
I don't know. Four. I missed it.
I did too. Must not have been that memorable.
Well, it's going to be on Vasquez, it looks like, as she's taking a seat. So Briley McDonald up to the stripe for two. Misses the first just off the rim.
Let's go!
McDonald with her second. It'll be just off the mark. Collins will get ready to inbound.
Minute 51 to go, 42-23 lead.
And here's the inbound to Morgan. Over to McGinnis. There's a jump ball. It'll stay with the Wolves.
They're just continuing to extend this one, aren't they?
Yeah. So here's the inbound to McGinnis. Picked off by Fanning. And she will be fouled.
Man.
If it's on Briley, it's her second. But it's going to be on Morgan. I believe that's her first. As Thomas checks in, as does Kennedy Morris for Henley McGinnis. And here's the inbound, 1:38 to go. Here's the pass to Thomas. Over to Harris. Try to work it around to Fanning, who will bring it up the floor, through the lane, gets a rebound, and puts it back in for two.
Finally gets it to go.
Picked off by Thomas. Harris to Thomas to Fanning. And she'll put it back in for two more. 1:05 to go.
They're mounting a comeback.
Yeah. So Morgan busts the press. She'll take it all the way to the lane. It's packed by Ware. So here's the pass to Fanning. She'll drive it down the lane. She'll put it back in for two more.
That cuts the lead down to 13, actually. Dang.
Quick. So here's the inbound to Collins. Over to Morris, who brings it up the court. Oh, and she walked, and it's going to be a turnover.
Can't do that, Jacob.
And there's the inbound to Harris. Half a minute to go. Here's the pass to Ware. Off the mark. Williams with the rebound. Picked off by Collins, and it's out of bounds. 24.
Got the pick, dropped it, rolls out of bounds. And
so here's the inbound to Ware. Puts it up off the mark. Fight for the basketball off the hand. Well, no, it was.
Going to stay with ASD there.
It's going to stay. It's off the hand of Morris. That's why I was questioning, because they said it was fail basketball, but Morris was the last one to touch it. As Fanning puts it back up, gets two more. 15 seconds to go.
Make the score more respectable.
Yeah. As Morgan brings it up to court, and she is fouled by Fanning.
That'll be her last one.
And that'll be her fifth.
Did we really need to pull her out with 9.9 seconds to go?
Fanning will foul out, which is amazing because Thomas and Harris have both played with four the entire second half.
No, Jacob, I see that their coach has a Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, mishandled. Inbound, that'll do it.
Vest on. And it's the first time I've seen a coach wear attire that is not their team they're coaching.
Well, there's the final buzzer, 42-31, the Lady Wolves lead or win over the Alabama School for the Deaf Silent Warriors. But more importantly, this is Coach Al Barnett's 300th career victory.
What an accomplishment, Jacob. I mean, 300 wins in high school ball when you're only playing like 20 to 23 games per season. Takes a long time to get to that, and that is extremely impressive.